Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday morning radio show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk
promotional
products.
This morning?
I feel like rusty with this because we've been out so much covering shows and things. Anyway, I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief. I'm still rusty.
Feels like it's been a week since we've done this.
I'm editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We've got a great lineup for you today. Of course, Andy Cohn is here in the office coming to us all the way from Tuckahoe. How was the drive this morning, Andy?
It was perfect.
And where's Tuckahoe?
Better than it would have been yesterday.
Shuffling from Tuckahoe.
In the rain.
Where is Tuckahoe?
New York. Westchester County, New York.
Well, thank you so much.
Why did you come all the way here?
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks, Andy.
Joe Haley, everybody's favorite managing editor, is here, although I guess your status as favorite managing editor was challenged a few weeks ago.
Yes, it was.
We had managing editor Joan Chaykin here. So.
Yes.
What are you going to do to keep your title?
I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work long. I'm going to put the nose to the grindstone.
Any other cliches you can come up with?
No. But, you know, you can lead me to that water, but I won't drink it.
Perfect.
All right. Kathy Houston is here. Kathy, what's new for you?
Nothing.
Okay, great. Well, we're going to move right on then. Michelle
Kathy's
Bell,
done.
Editor of Supplier Global Resource, is out today sick, but we have Dave Vagnoni here.
Hi.
Dave, where do you live these days? Philadelphia?
Outside of Philadelphia. Uh-huh. You know, I feel bad for Michelle. Don't you think we should bring her some chicken soup or some cough drops?
No. She's going to need something stronger than that.
Some stronger drugs.
Some spiked chicken soup.
Sounds like Dave's volunteering to go to her house and drop.
We could add the remote from Michelle's place.
Oh, all right. Boy. So you're going to make some chicken soup for Michelle.
Thank you
very much. And, of course, we have our crack tech guy here, Steve Hawk. Steve.
The only one who gets applause.
Thanks for the sound effect. Ben Driscoll's here. He's going to be answering your phone calls today. We are asking you to call in and tell us any questions you have about how can you get more leads. If you're struggling with lead generation or looking to get more clients, give us a call and we'll help you out today. Call us at 215-953-4979. And if we put you on the air, we will give you a $25 Visa gift card. Again, you can start dialing now, 215-953-4979. Joe, you're looking very confused.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm looking ready to go.
Tell us what's on tap for today's
show.
You
got it, Melinda. We have a full agenda today. Andy's going to start it off with a look at the Supreme Court ruling that will increase political ad spending, so that could be a boon for this industry. Looking to generate more sales leads? Well, give us a call at 215-953-4979, or you can send an email to radio@asicentral.com, and Melinda will personally send you that Visa gift card.
I will, personally.
If you need to jazz
up... A signed copy of something?
Sealed with a kiss. Wow. Yeah. If you want to jazz up your business card, stay tuned because Dave has 10 creative business card ideas that will get you started in the right direction. Kathy is talking about defying the recession to launch a business, so you want to listen into that. I have a look at the 10 sexiest products to sell for Valentine's
Woo-hoo.
Day. One of them is an
That's
autographed
hot.
Picture of Joe Haley.
You're bringing sexy back.
I am. For me, it never went away.
Did he really say that?
Maybe this is something for Congress, but Dave also has 10 tips for successful negotiation. We have a few other topics we'd like to get to, but let's start it off with the industry news and Andy.
Rock and roll, Andy.
Thank you, Joe and Melinda. We start today with the joining of two top 40 apparel suppliers. Rivers End Trading Company has completed a deal to acquire several brands provided to the industry by fellow top 40 supplier Premium Wear. Premium Wear will now become a division of Rivers End. Together, the two companies generate more than $100 million in annual ad specialty sales. Fast-growing distributor Touchstone has acquired Atlanta-based C3 Marketing. C3 President Becky Cross will join Touchstone as a senior account executive, and the company plans to increase its Atlanta-based staff and bolster its presence in the region. In a 5-4 decision last week, the United States Supreme Court deemed a campaign finance law unconstitutional. The legislation banned corporations and outside groups from running advertising and marketing campaigns on behalf of candidates. Now, marketing experts expect a flood of advertising spending from these special interest groups during any upcoming elections. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what are we looking at today?
You know, Andy, about 2.5 months ago, I asked suppliers to send me their new products that they would like our viewers to see, and they just keep sending them in. So how can I turn them down?
Well, you're so popular.
They're big puppy dog eyes and saying, please.
My favorite thing a supplier sent you yesterday was the Joe Show logoed clock, which is now up in my office.
Yes, it is.
I have one.
It's
Andy has one.
How come I don't have one? I feel left out. I do.
We'll get you one.
I think you'll get one.
Dave, anytime you want to tell the time, just come into my office.
You know I have a Joe Show candle in my powder room.
Powder room? Mm-hmm. Is that the same as a bathroom?
The little bathroom downstairs with no shower.
Okay.
Half bath.
We're going to take your calls in just a minute, 215-953-4979. answering questions about how you can get more business today. If we put you on there, we'll give you a Visa gift card. But first, Andy, you talked about the Supreme Court ruling. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruled last week in a very close 5-4 decision that some of the aspects of recent campaign finance laws violate the First Amendment. And so now companies and outside group interest groups can run any ads they want on behalf of political candidates, can spend anything
on
marketing.
They could go crazy.
They could go crazy. In fact, one person quoted in a story said it's political ad spending on steroids.
Wow.
So, we talked to some people in the ad specialty market. Actually, Dave did, I think, yesterday. And they expect the trickle-down to certainly come to this industry as well.
Dave, what are they saying?
Well, we're talking mostly about corporations and unions that mm-hmm. now will be able to spend right up until the day of election, where in the past there's been a ban where there was a 60-day sort of waiting period, a gap there that you couldn't bridge. You know, I talked to several people that are very excited. They think that, anything from a pen, to a magnet, a button, the standard political fare, people will be spending money on that, especially if they can't afford the big TV or radio spots. Advertising specialties offer a lot of variety there.
Wow, so this is good news then for the industry.
Well, it is. It puts less of a focus for politicians on fundraising because now they can just sort of solicit a large corporation to
right.
do some of the marketing for them, and that's where distributors could go, where they couldn't go there before.
Interesting. Well, I know yeah. we're going to keep following that story for sure.
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay, well, the phones are lighting up on line 4. We have Chris, a distributor who wants to talk about generating leads. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. Chris, what's your question for us this morning?
Well, my question really has to do with generating leads at like networking, mainly like chamber event, but not special groups event, but more like your general, where most of the people there are sales reps themselves trying to sell you something.
Right.
So it's like, what's the best way you would say to work something like that? That you don't, because half the time you ask them, they don't know, they don't even know where their next paycheck comes from, really. But, they're not sure who does this, or because their focus is to sell you.
Okay, so you're at a networking, at a chamber of commerce type event, and how can you sell those people?
Well, and that's the thing. You go to those events, you're not trying to sell, but how to get leads from that as far as into their company.
I think that it's key to just ask questions and find out about what their marketing programs are like. If those sales reps are operating as kind of independent reps, or whether they're working for a company that does the marketing for them, that'll give you insight into, whether they could actually spend with you personally, if they have the budget to spend, or maybe you could get a lead from them to their corporate office on the types of marketing programs they do. So I think you're right. I don't think you want the hard sell. That's going to turn people off at a networking event. But I think just asking questions about people's marketing plans and what their marketing strategies are for 2010, that's
another
probably the way
thing
to go.
Is, if you don't think that these people are all potential buyers, Joanne Black, who teaches a lot of our sales courses at the ASI shows, always says, outline in a couple sentences what a perfect referral is for you. So, I'm selling to this market, this size company, marketing departments, HR, whatever it is that would be a great referral to you, and just have that kind of little elevator speech ready to tell these people. And you also might have a referral program where you even offer them incentives to give you referrals if you don't think they're buyers themselves.
Sure. I mean, you can help them with a self-promotion.
Sure.
You refer me to 5 clients, I can help you with, 50 coffee mugs that have your logo and your name on it that you can give to your clients when you're making sales calls. So,
that's a good idea.
You kind of help each other.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, Chris, we hope we helped you out a little. Stay on the line so we can give you your Visa gift card, and thanks for calling.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
And on line 2, we have Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys.
Hey there. Steve, what's your question?
I have a good question for you.
All right.
I've been in business for about 4 months, and I'm having a little trouble getting some new leads. I've recently sent in about 100 direct mail pieces, but I haven't received one call back. Is there something I can do to to improve the response rate.
Well, first I would double check your direct mail piece. Is it lumpy? Is it creating interest so that when the receiver gets it, they're going to want to open it and see what's inside? Also, make sure that you have a call to action on that direct mail piece, because you want them to do something, whether it's place an order with you, visit your website, make an appointment with you to come in and show them what you can do for them. Make sure that there is a call to action.
And I would say to follow up too. Don't wait for them to call you.
Yeah.
Call them and say, did you get that whatever I sent you? And say, yeah, I'm the person that sent you that pen or whatever it is.
I haven't done.
Follow up is really important. You can't just expect them to come to you. And direct mail, too, works best when it's part of a series of items.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some continuity there. So just, one item probably won't do it.
Right, and like I said, everybody is busy, so take it upon yourself to follow up. They might think your idea was really clever, your direct mail piece was really clever, but they just don't have time to call you, so give them a call.
Or they might think it's clever.
Clever, right.
All right. Another thing, add one thing. Another thing you may want to try is maybe more targeted direct mail efforts or targeted direct marketing efforts. I don't know if you're specifically targeting any sector, like specific sectors in your area or anything like that, but if you can pull out a specific sector that has a good bunch of clients in your area, then a targeted mailer may be more effective for you. Something that talks straight to the education market or straight to manufacturing clients, or so you kind of position yourself as knowing their market a little bit.
It's not so general, basically.
Exactly. Right.
That's a good point, Andy, mm-hmm. because while a small mom and pop dry cleaner has a need for promotional products, so does the manufacturer down the street,
different.
But
sure.
it's completely different. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks so much for calling, Steve. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thank you.
And on line 3, we have Blake this morning. Good morning, Blake.
Good morning.
What's your question for us?
Well, how can I get more referrals? I've asked my friends for some, but they haven't given me any information on what to do with that strategy.
I think you need new friends. Let's start there.
However,
I mean, you have to keep networking. Look in your local Yellow Pages and see if there's like a Kiwanis Club in the area or a Lions Club. Those are a group of business people that usually meet monthly, and they have, meetings, luncheons. They talk about things. It's a great area for you to go and just network, talk to people, find more people. Tell them what you can do for them. Have that elevator speech, pitch ready, and see what happens. Spitch, yeah.
And again, I don't know if you heard the
we all can't talk.
A couple callers ago, but it's really important to be able to describe to your friends and coworkers exactly what makes a good referral to you, because otherwise they'll just give you anybody, and they may not be your ideal prospect.
And also, right. Melinda, you touched on this before too with the other caller, to have a referral program in place where you reward somebody for their referrals. That works.
Okay.
Didn't we write about this recently in Advantages?
I think we touched on it.
We touched on it. Well,
you will be writing about it.
Maybe we'll need an update.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks
so
much for calling.
Thanks.
We have another caller on line 4, Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Sharon, what's your question?
I have been in the advertising specialty business for 18, going on 19 years.
Hmm. Oh, wow. You're a veteran.
I'm a veteran.
Okay.
But I've never had a lot of success at getting my existing customers, all of which are perfectly happy with my services, to give me referrals. And I know that should be a spot where I should really get some good information and good leads. And I'm wondering how I could possibly work that as a way to get some qualified leads to people that would lead to better business.
You have to incentivize them.
Right.
Is that
the referral program.
The referral program. Make sure you have something in place where they know that if they give you a referral, you're going to give them a gift. And it could be based on a warm referral, a really hot referral, just an introduction. It could be a different level of gifts, but definitely get that program going.
And also, I would say, if they're not giving you actual referrals, at the very least, get testimonials from them that you can include in your portfolio to show other like-minded customers,
right,
prospects.
And all the education sessions that I've attended, they always say the one thing about referrals is you have to ask for them. It's like a sale. You have to eventually ask for the sale. So for the referrals, you got to ask your clients for them. You got to say, who else in your organization can benefit from my services? Who else do you know in the business community that could benefit from my services? You know what I did for you? Can you give me names that I can also help?
Is there somewhere I could find examples of these referral programs?
We Kath, maybe?
Well, I'll look through.
Yeah, if you give us your email offline, we'll send you some articles from Advantages magazines. We've definitely written about that, and
that'd
hopefully we can help you out. All right, and stay on the line, too, so that we can give you your Visa gift card. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And on line two, we have Steve, who wanted to respond to a previous caller, I believe. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I was just calling because my best success in terms of referrals comes from an organization called BNI, Business Network International. And you touched on chamber groups and Lions clubs and things like that, but BNI is a very active group that meets on a weekly basis, actually. And the main thrust of what we do is called givers. And so what we do is we're in the business to try and find the rest of our chapter business, because if we give business to them, they're going to want to give business to us. So we treat it as a sales call every week when we get there. We train them how to go find referrals for us. And like you were talking about action points before, action for direct mail, we have to give action for these guys or they won't, you know, actively look for referrals for us. So for me, it's probably the last 2 years, just about all my business has come from BNI. It's been wonderful.
That's great. Is this a national organization, Steve?
It's an international organization, actually. Yeah, there's about 130,000 members, about 5,500 chapters, I think, all around the world.
And what's the website?
The main one is BNI.com.
Okay.
BNI.com. And I'm from Illinois. We've got 8 chapters in our little city here in Rockford. And I don't know, you know, how many chapters are in everybody's place, but I'm sure there's got to be somebody somewhere. As you're listening, you can find some BNI chapters out there.
All right. Well, great tip, Steve. Thanks very much for calling, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
All right. Thanks.
And we're going to pause right now for a message from today's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Dave is going to tell us 10 creative business card ideas.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
And we're back with ASI's Tuesday morning show. Now, we just talked a lot about referrals and networking. Dave, obviously in a networking situation, you want to give people your business card.
That's right.
But you don't have to give them just the plain, normal white card, do you?
The key is to be different when you're putting together business cards. If you're different, that can translate into lots of success. So these examples come from Inc.com. I'll also toss in a few of my thoughts toward the end as well. To create a great business card, you want to be different in these ways: design, shape, theme, and material. Example A. There's a makeup artist named Laura Duff. On one side of her business card is a beautiful woman with great makeup. On the other side is an ugly gargoyle-like monster who also has great makeup. All right, so Laura does makeup not only for models but for movies as well, like zombie movies. So she's diverse in her talents. She's expressing that diversity in her business card. Example number one.
Not just scaring people off.
Not just scaring people off. Example two, there's a web design company in Missouri that created pop-up business cards where the die cut creates sort of a 3D effect. So it's not something you're going to throw in the trash, something you're going to keep on your desk. Another example, a marketing company in New York that has a cutting-edge theme. They're very cutting-edge in their technology and their platforms, so their business cards are shaped like razor blades. Again, promoting that idea. They're paper, but they're shaped like razor blades. And I'll give you another example. There's a Dallas firm that's made business cards based on Google searches. So if you Google Dallas printing, the results and all the contact info that come up, that's the business card that the company uses. I thought that was an especially creative idea. Also, a thought that I had, especially if you do a lot with apparel, why not create a business card that's made of cloth? I think you can be creative that way, still get your information out there, but that's something that would be memorable.
That'd
so
be cool.
Again, the key when you're trying to create great business cards, design, shape, theme, and material, be different in those ways, you can be successful.
I like that. You know, we're in a creative industry where people are trying to show clients how creative they are, so it would make sense to have a very cool business card. And some of these things can probably be made by industry suppliers.
I once got a business card from somebody that was a coaster.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, because you use it.
Yeah, well,
I've gotten nail file business cards.
Spirit Industry, the supplier that does the number one finger that I had in here last week, their little business cards, a little foam number one finger.
Oh, that's cute.
Very
creepy. That's
awesome.
I like that.
That is cute. That's nice.
All right, Kath, how can we defy the recession to launch a business? The recession apparently is
technically
over.
Well, I am launching a business tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
What's the business in?
What's the name?
You'll
She's
find
modeling
out.
For business
You'll
cards.
You'll find out. Okay, so many people
sitting by the pool.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be a great business. Many people are feeling squeezed by the tight job market, of course, and are looking to become their own boss. And Rich Sloan, who runs StartupNation.com, has had a flood of traffic and email inquiries from people looking for franchise opportunities and business ideas. So it's easy for people to think that they can start their own business, but getting started in the middle of this economic time isn't easy. But here are some tips.
Okay,
launching a business when consumer spending is way down requires strong discipline. So you can't just say, yeah, I'm going to start my own business. You have to have strong discipline, be conservative with spending, and aggressive with marketing, which is good news for this industry. You need to be resourceful, spend only where you see performance. When things turn around in 3 years, your business will be built on solid fundamentals. Also, the key to making it as an entrepreneur in this economy is personal passion. So if you're not passionate about the business you're starting, forget about it. If you can solve a problem and you're passionate about solving that problem, then you can make it.
All right. Well, you're going to put these tips on our ASI radio website.
That's right.
All right. Now it's time for the romantic portion of the show.
Oh.
Joe, we've come up with the 10 sexiest promotional products for Valentine's Day.
Yes, we did.
And I think we're going to even do a special edition of the Joe Show.
That's
on
right.
So,
I'm pulling out the Gold LeMay jacket.
And I think we should each.
Joe Show.
Joe's
going to
tell the product.
Sexy.
I think we should each tell which our favorite sexy product is on the
You want all 10 of them?
On that list?
I want all 10 of them. Yeah,
she wants all 10. All right. In no particular order. I'm going to read them in the order that I have them, but that's really no particular order.
Okay.
Just there.
All right.
Okay, the first one is a thong.
Oh, yeah.
Done.
Men's and women's.
Sorry.
Andy's already picked his favorite.
The Romantic Evening Intimacy Kit.
What's in it?
It comes with lotions. Mm-hmm. It comes with condoms.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with wipes.
Wipes?
Right there. Pleasure wipe, it says.
Okay.
A Let's bling encrusted travel
mug.
And who makes that? That's Z Marketing.
That's Z Marketing.
Okay.
We have a bling encrusted travel mug and mirror combination. So it's got the little bling crystals around and a little mirror there. So you can pretty up your lipstick, Kathy, when you go to have your
hair
done.
And who makes that?
That is from, we found this from Bernie Carp.
Okay.
Sexy water.
I like the sexy water.
Sexy water.
What's so sexy about water?
Baby.
You gotta have this. You gotta have this water because it's sexy. It's as sexy as they come. That's from Nationwide Springs.
It's the label says sexy water.
The label says sexy, but it is. It's
looks
nice.
Sexy.
Like the bottle. Yeah, it's okay.
In some way.
Chocolate lips.
Ah,
from Art Coco. Art Coco. That's the name. Get it, Coco?
Uh-huh.
Tangle Toy Love Keychain with kiss words and hearts on it. And that's from Tangle. We also have a little black book of sex secrets.
Oh, yeah. I guess Kathy's found her.
We don't even need a sound effect. We just have Kathy.
Author Peter Pauper Press. That is available in the industry. Sex on the Beach Kit from Special Flavors. Everyone know what Sex on the Beach is?
It's a drink. Well,
Steve's giggling. I haven't giggled since my honeymoon. Come on.
Either as Pauline.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, moving on.
That's 10. We have two more on here. We have our Red Heart USB drive.
Uh-huh.
So to say, I heart you, Andy. I heart you.
Thanks, Joe. I heart
and
you.
And finally, there's a girl flashing pin. You know that sexy girl that leans on the back of the trucker flaps?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the mud flaps.
Yeah, the mud flaps.
She now comes in a flashing pin.
She's a flashing pin. Yes, you can have her proudly wear her on your lapel on St. Patrick's Day. Well, it carry over from St. Valentine's Day.
Now, Joe, these are some cool things. Who would distributors sell some of these things to?
Ooh, well, sororities.
Yep.
You can sell them to fraternities as well. I think colleges in general would be a good market for them.
I think the flashing pin, like nightclub events and things like that.
Oh,
parties.
Absolutely. Yeah. And any place that's like dark, like a cocktail event where
Sexy water, too, special events.
Sexy water can be anything for special events. I mean, just think of like your 5K runs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's sexier than someone
or
running
about
for
like
a good cause?
A honeymoon destination.
Honeymoon
Well, that might be good.
Travel agents
kids.
Can do that. Yeah.
For I know in hotels, we were in PPI Vegas last
that's
week.
That's what I was going to say.
Mandalay
too.
Bay, we each had those little kits in our mini bar.
Yeah, an intimacy kit, and there was like some other.
How do you know
kit.
That they were in there?
I opened it. No, I mean, I didn't open the kit. I opened the refrigerator.
Well, mine was right on top of the
mine
counter.
Mine was on top, too.
The
hotels really, you know, select areas sell a lot of those.
Now, the bling encrusted travel mug with a mirror, I mean, I think it's geared more towards women.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you have any women's organizations, I mean, I think it would be a really fun product that everyone would like to have.
And the heart-shaped USB, I mean, that's not a risque thing. That's a cool thing
universal.
You can send to clients.
You
know, we love your business.
You know,
any kind of Valentine promotion.
I mean,
Heart Awareness Month.
Right.
Heart
help. But imagine that. If you're going, you're visiting your clients, and you usually bring a stack of catalogs or brochures and stuff. Put all that information right on that USB drive. If you're shooting little product videos, you can put that on there and say, look, I just wanted to stop by, say how much we think of you. You know, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of information on here. You got product videos. We have catalog sales sheets on here. We have some case histories on here, all on that little
Now, Dave, you haven't said much. Which is your favorite product?
The chocolate lips.
Ooh, okay. Oh.
Nothing says romance like chocolate.
Well, we'll make sure to give you that for Valentine's Day. Thank you very much, Joe. And we're going to be sending out distributors in a program shortly, a special Joe Show Sexy Edition with
some
of these products
That's
in there
right,
as
man.
Well. All right, Andy, I
That'll
know this isn't happening to you
Joe
because
show.
You don't use a lot of technology. But
I use a lot of technology.
You're
going to
tell
what are you talking
us
about?
10 signs that technology is damaging your personal life.
I am. I have a David Letterman, a la David Letterman top 10 list of signs that technology is damaging your personal life. So let's just run through these and we'll see who qualifies for some of these. The last time you talked to your mom was via a Facebook wall post.
No. You talked to her on the phone this morning.
I
okay,
can't.
Good.
I,
anybody? No? Okay.
No. Andy.
You get more excited about the latest gadgets than a kid does about Disneyland. Instead of going out, you stay home and play Wii.
Ugh.
You found out your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, I guess, was cheating on you because you checked his or her phone. That's how Tiger Woods got caught. That's how somebody else got caught, too.
Who?
I can't remember. There's somebody else that got nabbed by the cell phone trick.
A lot of
you
people.
See nothing wrong with responding to a text in the middle of a romantic dinner.
Mm. Mm.
I didn't do that, but I did respond to a text at a wake last night. You flirt more via text than in person. You have at least 3 email accounts and check them daily. You instant message your roommate or partner when you're both at home.
I do that.
You do?
Nice.
Me and Steve. He's downstairs. I'm upstairs.
Yeah,
oh,
me
come
and Donna,
on. That's
me
just
and Donna
lazy.
Email with each other when
that's
we're both
lazy.
There. Absolutely.
My house, they all just scream from one room to the next. It's like, I can't hear you.
You walk to the beat of your own drum, but only because you always have your headphones on and turned up to blast. And lastly, thanks to your DVR, catching up on the latest TV shows and movies has replaced catching up on you and your significant other's days.
Mm. Now, Dave, you were nodding and smiling during the flirting via email. Is there a story
well,
here?
Everybody flirts via text nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a common societal. Yeah.
That's
so,
because
I don't think technology is ruining your life.
It's a society of
not
insecure people that can't flirt face to face.
That's right.
Yeah. So what do you say in a
well,
text
maybe,
alert? Hey, baby, what's up?
Hey, baby.
Well, even if you said that, would you say that in person? Probably
and then
not.
You put the winky emoticon at the end.
Yeah, it's the smiley, it's the smiley faces that...
That has a little innuendo.
Yeah, there's lots of different smiley faces now.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Andy. We have Nicole Rollander, editor of Stitches Magazine, on the line. And Nicole is going to tell us about a hot new decorating technique that's really easy to sell these days. Nicole?
Hey, guys. This is definitely not as exciting as thongs and, you know, pins and chocolate lips and sex on the beach, but I'll try.
And one other thing. Do you flirt with your husband via text message, Nicole?
No, he barely uses his phone, so I can't even get him to use that.
Semaphore. He's in the other room with Semaphore.
All right. Tell us about a hot new decorating technique.
Okay, so we've been looking at direct-to-garment printing a lot lately at Stitches. If you want to find some more information about whether you should purchase one, you could find an article at stitches.com. But the printers are a good investment because you can create decorated apparel on demand pretty much with photorealistic images. It's not messy. And just to give people an idea, a basic machine can cost $20,000, and that sounds like a lot. But for example, on a less expensive machine, you can print, say, 50 shirts an hour and then charge $10 per shirt. So that's $500 an hour in revenue. On larger machines, you can print 200 shirts an hour. So we're just seeing a lot of distributors and decorators get really interested in this technology. So, you know, you can create retail-inspired looks. And one exciting thing that we did, we had Jim Lang in-house create some really cool designs. And we had a garment printer print them for us. And we're going to feature them in the May issue of Stitches so people can see how easy it is.
That's cool. Really cool. Now, what markets, who would you sell shirts like this to?
You know, it's pretty much anyone. But the beauty of it is that it's so personalized. So if someone comes to you with, say, you know, it's a team and they go, here's our team and we want to celebrate the end of the year, you can take that photo and just really easily pop it into a design program and then put, you know, the team name 2010. So really, it's great for personalization. So any group that really wants to show a photo or a specific image to their, you know, group or their event is probably your best bet.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Nicole. If you're looking for something new and different in the decorating front, check out stitches.com for more information on direct-to-garment printing. And now we have just enough time for Joe Haley to let something off his chest. Everybody take cover.
So I'm in Home Depot on Saturday purchasing blinds for the Roslyn Boys and Girls Club. I'm on the board of directors, and at our last meeting, we decided we needed new blinds for our building, so I volunteered to purchase them. Since we opted on vinyl rather than metal blinds, it required that they be cut to size. So as Rick, that's the guy, is helping me, a line started to grow in the section. People were waiting for him. One person in particular was a little impatient. She wanted Rick to help her then and there. This guy was awesome, as he said to her, "I'll be with you when I can." So she looks at me and asks how many sets of blinds I'm having cut, and I said 12. Horrified, she says, "Well, I'll be here till Monday." And I looked at her and said, "Oh, well." This little old lady then continues to hover by Rick, hoping he will stop helping me and turn his undivided attention to her. After a few more minutes of being ignored, she left in a huff, giving me a dirty look on the way. I just smiled. If my wife wasn't there, I would have said something to her. I mean, for real, who does she think she is? The Queen of America needs to realize that others are just as important as she is, and she'll just have to wait her darn turn. Seriously, don't you hate it when you're in a store, and I'm sure it's happened to other people, and someone is helping you, but then another shopper comes up and says, "Can I ask you a question?" And then they stop and they help that person for 5 minutes.
And he's laughing because I think he's been the offender.
Yeah, you've been the offender.
Absolutely, sure.
Oh, sorry, Andy. Hey, world.
All right, boys.
Hey, world. If you're listening, Andy Cohen's coming. Everyone, step aside.
It could just be a quick question.
All right.
Wait your turn.
Like, what aisle is the, you know, refrigerator in?
All right, we are unfortunately out of time today. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. Be sure to check us out next Tuesday when we'll have a report from ASI Dallas. Thanks for listening. Thanks to iPromoteYou, and have a great day.